Shalom, today's daf yomi is Nida daf Samach Nida 60. But going back a little bit to the bottom of Nun Tesem Abayz, we go to the mission that we discussed yesterday, which is that we're discussing to what degree can a woman attribute a stain of blood on her garment to somebody else, and therefore she wouldn't be Tamea because it wasn't her blood, it was somebody else's blood. So our Mishnah had stated that if there was a woman, Hishila Chaluko HaNachras, who had lent out her garment to a woman who's not Jewish, Olenida, or to a Nida, a Jewish woman who was flowing blood, Harezo Tolaba, then we could assume that the blood was possibly from that, either the non-Jewish woman or the Jewish woman who was bleeding, and we could say that it was attributed to that, and the stain came from those people, and so therefore the Jewish woman who found the stain on her garment is going to not be Tamea, and she's going to be Tahora. That is what our Mishnah said. Comes along our Gemara and says, Rav and our Gemara, what are we talking about? Benachris Haroa, that we're talking about when we say that we could attribute the blood that we see to a non-Jewish woman, that is to a non-Jewish woman who is an adult and therefore has we know that she's already seen blood, the menstrual blood, and so therefore that's the reason why we can attribute the blood to her. So the Gemara asks the question, Mimai, why would you have to have this assumption that our Mishnah is only talking about an adult non-Jewish woman and not a young non-Jewish girl? Why do we have to say that it's talking about an adult in order to attribute the blood to her? So our Gemara answers, Dumyan de Nida, because this is similar to a case of a Nida, that is the second case of our Mishnah, of the menstrual woman. Ma Nida de Kachazia, just like the menstrual woman has already seen blood, so too in the first case of our Mishnah, it's also talking about a Nachris de Kachazia. It's talking about a non-Jewish woman that's already seen the blood. So Amar Rav Sheishis says, no, that's not the case. Kinayim v'shachav Rav Amar l'hashmaita. Rav Sheishis says, when Rav said this teaching, he must have been nodding off and getting ready to go to sleep, and he was in a state of slumber. This is an insult. He says, Kinayim v'shachav Rav Amar l'hashmaita. This statement is so off that Rav must have been in the state of slumber. Titanya, and the reason why we know that Rav is wrong is because we have a braisa about a woman who lent out her garment to a non-Jewish woman and found the blood. The braisa says, Toa ben Nachris, that we can attribute this blood, this stain, to the non-Jewish woman. And we know that it's talking about even about a minor girl, because Rabbi Meir is the next position in that braisa. Rabbi Meir says, Benachri haru'uya l'ros. No, the Rabbi Meir comes along and says, no, we're only talking about a situation where it's a non-Jewish girl who has capable of seeing the blood. So it must be that the first position was even about a non-Jewish girl who was not capable of seeing the blood. So therefore, according to the Tana Kama of that braisa, even a non-Jewish girl who is not capable of seeing the blood, we can attribute it to. And so therefore, Rav is arguing with that braisa. So therefore, Rav Sheishis says, Rav must have been sleeping. Comes along, our Gemara says, and the braisa continues, but it says, Rabbi Meir, and even Rabbi Meir, who argues with the Tana Kama, Rav is not just arguing with the Tana Kama, because even Rabbi Meir is just saying it has to be, we can be told if a girl is capable of seeing. Of Olroa, even Rabbi Meir, who's presumably stricter than the Tana Kama, he also wouldn't require actually Roa. Of Olroa, Loitzrich, he would only require capable of seeing, but not that she actually saw the blood. So both according to the Tana Kama, who says she doesn't need to see, and according to Rabbi Meir, is just to be Ruya to see, but not actually to see. So this then presents a contradiction to Rav. So that's why Rav Sheishis said Rav must have said this while he was dozing off and sleeping. So Amar Rava, Rava comes along and defends Rav. He says, V'tizbara, because do you think Rabbi Meir is L'chumra, do you think Rabbi Meir is stricter than the Tana Kama? No, that's not the case. Rabbi Meir Lakula, Rabbi Meir could actually be more lenient. And Ditanya, we have another braisa which says, Einatola Benachris, which says we cannot attribute it to the stain to something that comes from a non-Jewish woman, but Rabbi Meir says Tola. Rabbi Meir says you can attribute to stain. So we see that Rabbi Meir is not actually more strict, but he's actually more lenient. And therefore, we could assume that Rabbi Meir is more lenient than the Tanakhama. And the Tanakhama could be in agreement with Rav that says she actually needs to have seen it. If that's the case, how would we read that Braisa? So it says our Gemara, Taritzachi, read the Braisa that when it says that we can attribute it to the non-Jewish woman, that's in a case, Vihisha Roa, where she actually sees it. But Rabbi Meir says, Rabbi Meir says she has to be capable of seeing even though she didn't actually see it. So we see from here that Rav's statement that the non-Jewish girl, in order to attribute the blood to her, she must have actually seen it. This is actually in accordance with the Tanakhama. And so therefore, Rav Sheish just accused Rav, and in this almost disrespectful language, said, oh, he must have been sleeping when he said that. That actually Rav Sheshes was incorrect. But the Chavos Yair says, actually, don't read Rav Sheshes' statement as a disrespect of Rav. He was saying just the opposite. He was saying, look how much I respect Rav. That Rav, he's such a brilliant mind. He wouldn't only have said this if there was something that affected him. He must have been saying it like sleep talking when he said it. Another approach is the Imre Bina, who says that every time that Rav is quiet in the Talmud, that he doesn't provide an answer, he says actually the reason is because he heard it mystically, and he doesn't want to reveal the secrets, and that's why Rav is quiet. So even though sometimes the great rabbis are seem to be insulted or put down in the Talmud, actually it's not the case, and we have to read it in a deeper manner.